Hello, this is Misaki. Today I have a guest whose name is Kirby. Hi, Kirby.
Hello.
Hello. I heard you are teaching in Japan. Where are you working now?
I work at Kokusai Kyoyo Daigaku, which in English is called Akita International University.
So, first, when did you come to Japan?
Well, I first came to Japan in 1991.
1991. And so, why did you decide to come to Japan?
Well, I had a long time interest in Japan, and I had done my my PhD dissertation on haiku and its influence on American poetry. And so I had an interest in Japan, and then an opportunity came up in 1990, and so I applied and came to Japan finally in 1991. But I'd been working in Malaysia prior to that.
Okay. So which class is the most favorite one?
Well, it's hard to say because I like teaching them all. The graduate class is so different. I mean, that's the graduate class is the most, the content is the most interesting because students are so much better. I mean, they have well over 600 TOEFL scores, and they're interested in literature, but there are very few students. It's a very small class. But I enjoy my literature class. I've got 25 students in Introduction to Literature, undergraduate students, and it takes a couple of months to train them. But once they start to understand what you're doing, it's interesting. But I love teaching linguistics too. I mean, it's a very different kind of course, so it's hard to compare which one I like the best.
Yeah, so you have a lecture, and sometimes in the class, the student have to make some haiku or
No,
make
it's
some
not a
things.
writing poetry class. It's a reading, and it's not just about
Reading.
poetry. The literature class isn't just about poetry. We also read a novel. We read a novel, we read some short stories, and now we're doing poetry. But it's not primarily about haiku, but it's about literature.
The poetry is not only Japanese, other
No,
country.
mostly
American.
I did 1 week on haiku. The rest of it is other poems, not just necessarily American or British, but poems translated into English from other countries, and it's kind of a mix of things.
Okay. So, are there any difficulties to teaching in Japan?
Well, there are difficulties to teaching everywhere,
Well.
whether it's particular difficulties in Japan, I don't think so. At any rate, it's very interesting to teach in Japan. One of the things I have to do when I'm teaching in Japan is I do approach things a little differently. It takes a little more effort to get the students to participate. I mean, I have to be very very directive in ways that I might not be in other places. But once students get the idea of what they need to do, they're fine. But I do a lot of group work because
Oh, it's idea.
students will talk in groups, but they may not talk in the whole class.
So it's okay. Okay. So you have communicate with a student very
In
well.
the class? Yeah, I think I communicate reasonably well with the students. Yeah.
So they can speak English
They speak
there.
English very well.
So
Yeah,
no
they
problem in your
Oh yeah,
class.
no, it's not the English speaking English is no problem at all. But reading, even if it were American students, that you can't just give a poem by Robert Frost to American students and expect them to understand it perfectly. So but speaking isn't a problem.
So what is the most interesting points to teaching in Japanese college, Japanese university?
Well, I think that I wouldn't necessarily say this is true only of teaching in Japanese colleges, but teaching in general. What's interesting is getting the fresh views, the ideas, the unique point of view of the student, and unique responses from students, and all that. So it's great fun to teach when you have students who want to learn something. And when you have students who don't want to learn something, it's really miserable to teach. But if you have students who want to learn something, it's very enjoyable. And that's true of Japan, it's true of Malaysia, it's true of
Yeah.
any student.
So next time, if you have a chance, which country do you want to go?
I think
I'm
going to Vietnam.
Oh,
if I'm not too old by the
time. Wow.
I'd like to go to Vietnam.
It means just you are interested in Vietnam.
I'm very interested in Vietnam.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah.